Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Cindy Bigelow, who is president and CEO of Bigelow Tea, which is America's largest specialty tea company. But even more than that, it's a company with a family legacy founded in 1945 by her grandmother. Talk about what Bigelow Tea is to you.
Well, it's funny, Robert. As I get older, I really appreciate how rare this is to have this wonderful gem of a family business to run. And I have a better understanding of the hurdles that she had to, as well as my mother and father had to get the business in a place that they could even pass the baton to me. But it's a really cool story. My grandmother was, during the Depression prior to, was an interior designer, and my grandfather was in publishing. They lost everything when the Depression hit. And being such an entrepreneur, she really wanted to get back into the business. It took them years to be able to start a business. It was a very difficult time for them. They had to actually start renting their house. They had to move to an inn in New York. They all lived in one room. Very stressful time for my family. Very stressful time for my father. But she ended up finding an old colonial recipe that she modernized and commercialized, I would say, and gave it to a group of friends. And they said, wow, it was a source of constant comment. And that's how it got its name. And from there, that's really how we got into the tea business. But she was a real entrepreneur. She had a lot of different products. She did soups and tapioca and spices. And it was really my father who said, we need to stay focused. You didn't make a lot of money on specialty tea, but you made a little bit more than on the tapioca and on the spices, the Chinese seasoning. So he said, I really want to focus on the tea. And it was him and my mother by his side that really expanded the tea line to a lot more black teas, and then eventually green teas, and eventually herbal teas. So I took over. I've been in the business for almost 38 years, but I took over back in 05. And I've just tried to really honor the legacy and just, as I said, appreciate this gem of a family business and recognizing how rare there are so many businesses that I started with as competitors that were started by an individual or a family business. They're all sold out, the majority of them. So, you know, just taking care of this family business, growing it, keeping it vibrant, keeping it exciting. It's something I really, really appreciate every day. And it's very humbling to be able to do what I do.
When you think about keeping the legacy going, what's a story, what's a lesson you learned from maybe your grandmother, your father, your mother, about growing a family business?
Well, I mean, I have so many stories, but what I really learned about was tenacity and getting over that hurdle and never accepting no. And I have so many stories, but I remember one of them was when my grandmother, they were trying to launch, you know, Constant Common in the earlier days, and it really was, you know, a very difficult launch. No one was drinking anything like this, right? I always say we're the first specialty tea in the United States. I like to consider us like the first chai, a spiced tea that was out there. And there was one store that was selling a little bit, so she went out to visit that store, and she asked that owner, it was in Ridgefield, Connecticut. How funny, right? Just down the street to where I am right now. And long story short is a shopper or a person in that little small shop, they were different then. You kind of went to the shop owner and he gave it to you over the counter. And he said, you know, how is this going? Well, this one woman had smelled the tea and she liked it so much, she came back and she bought everything that they had in that particular store. So my grandmother goes back discussing with my father, and they say, how do we capitalize on this one idea, this one unusual idea? And they created the whiffing jar. They reconfigured the cases, and they put a glass jar in every one of the cases of Constant Common, and it said, open up and whiff. Please put by your register. And so they went, they redesigned it, they came up with these glass jars, and that's how Constant Common really started to sell. It was not selling prior to that, but they went and found one store that it actually was. They got one nugget, And they were able to really think about that, and they turned that into the springboard to, we wouldn't even be here today if they hadn't found that nugget. So it's tenacity, never taking no, and finding out, how do you get to success? What does that look like?
And you know, it's amazing. 76 years later, here I am drinking that same constant comment as we're talking. And there you go, the original.
I will tell you, it is amazing because we have about 150 teas now. And Constant Common is still in the top 10. That is amazing. With all the teas, all the new relevant flavors and the ingredients, probiotic, ginger, turmeric, the Constant Common is still resonates, and people have such an emotional connection to that, which is a blessing.
Let's talk about when you were a little girl. You've told me many times you knew that you wanted to be in business. You were good at school. You were focused. You loved it. There are lessons where many family companies fail. They never make it past first generation, definitely not be third generation industry leader. What did you learn at that age that made you have that not willing to fail? And what are the lessons that CEOs could learn if they have a family business to have success and work correctly?
Well, I was very blessed. I had a great role model. My mother role modeled me in many ways, but really from a business perspective, my father was my role model. And I think for me, I really saw an individual that cared about the employees and cared about the product. And it really taught me, you know, first of all, to see somebody that loved what they did was really, really important. But it also taught me that if this is what I was going to do, this is going to be about the employees. It isn't going to be about the car that I drive or the size of the office or so many things that I do think do get in the way of family businesses, the little extras. So, you know, I watched him. I watched how much he loved it. And I said, you know, why would I not want this wonderful opportunity to run this business and take it to the next level, whatever that would mean? So I knew that's what I wanted to do early on, and I, you know, starting in high school, was focusing on marketing classes and college. I went to Boston College, loved that, had a great time there, and again, finance marketing was my major, got a job with Joseph E. Seeger in sales because I thought that was really important, and I, you know, wanted to make sure I was able to do my own thing for a while, and then I went to Kellogg Graduate School again. At that point, definitely knew I was coming back to the business, and then I started as the cost accountant 38 years ago. But I saw what he did. I saw how much he enjoyed it. I saw how he could really have a business, but also a family. I never felt secondary, Robert, ever. I never felt second to the business. But I also learned from him that a business needs to be really driven as a business and not as an entity for the family. And I think that was very important for me to come into the business with the right attitude to be able to take it to where, you know, today we've been able to take it.
Yeah, and it's very exciting. I have to say, you actually got me through the pandemic because I had my decaffeinated green tea. And, you know, I was eating all non-healthy foods during the pandemic. But that was my one thing every morning, that and my vitamin.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, I can't make any health claims. I'm not a doctor. I don't do the research. I only read. And I do a lot of reading. And they were very specific about green tea, specifically the antiviral properties. I have been lecturing on the health benefits of tea for almost 30 years. But when the pandemic hit, they really had a lot of studies that were coming out about how green tea specifically was so good for fighting viruses, building your immunity, making you strong, which we needed to all do. So I think that was a very good beverage choice, and even a better choice that it was Bigelow tea. Just saying.
There you have it. I want to now ask you about learning. You are a continuous learner. All the years I've known you, you're always learning something else. In a sense, I feel like you're self-educating yourself, but I don't know, maybe you're not. What is your take on how people can constantly learn more?
Well, I think there's a standard answer, and that's reading, which I think is important. But, and it doesn't have to just be a business book. It could be anything you can glean from. And the same thing I will say with all those around you. How are you extracting from all of your experiences a lesson, a nugget, I used that word earlier when I was talking to you about my grandmother would look for a nugget, my father a nugget, in order to help the business get past its next hurdle. So for me, I'm always learning from everyone. Whatever environment I am in, I am always in an observation state or a reflective state afterwards to say, what did I learn? What don't I like? What do I like? What can I do better at? What do I want to make sure I don't do any more of? And so I think if you're a constant student, and you really have developed yourself as a constant student, you will be having incoming consistently to make sure each day and maybe even every hour you are perhaps a little bit better, a little bit smarter than you were yesterday or the hour before.
There you have it. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Cindy Bigelow. When we come back, we're going to talk about being a purposeful company. We're going to talk about the environment. What is Bigelow Tea doing to be a model citizen in this world? Back in a few.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exne Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And we're speaking right now with Cindy Bigelow, who is the third generation CEO of Bigelow Tea, founded in 1945 by her grandmother. And Cindy, you and I have known each other for many years, and you've always had a passion for the environment and for being a company of purpose, in a sense, going from success to significance. Talk about that.
I will say that all of us, whatever our positions are in life, can make a difference, right? Whether it's a smile to make the person you're walking by feel a little bit better, or it's picking up somebody else's bottle that you see just to put it because you can, right? So it's about always making a difference. But I also realized early on in my career that in this particular seat as a CEO, you have many gifts of which you need to recognize and you need to treat appropriately, because you can use the power of this position in ways that are not positive, is what I will say. So I recognized with that this position and what this position can do, I need to be really thinking about making a difference on every level and all those that are in my circle, helping them know that they have a pathway to make a difference. So it probably started when my kids were in elementary school and they were learning about recycling and coming back and, you know, talking about this and that. And I kind of looked at that and I remember going, wait, what are we doing inside our company to do the same kind of thing? So it was really 20 years ago that I started to really talk about what are we doing from an environmental perspective. So it's been a journey for 20 years. I'd like to say we were talking about the environment before it was, you know, vogue to talk about the environment. Like, it was just because we should. And so, you know, getting people on board, first of all, was very fun, Robert, because I didn't realize I was tapping into so many passions inside this organization. So just getting people on board, talking to them, explaining to them that little things matter. Little things matter when you're trying to be a sustainable company with a long-term focus. So we started looking into solar panels, which we now installed at one point. In Connecticut, we were the number one company with solar panels on our roof. Now, I'm happy to say there's larger companies that have more solar panels because they have larger roofs than we have. So we started with solar panels and reducing our energy that way. And then we started talking about zero waste to landfill. As a company that produces 2 billion tea bags a year, what does that waste look like, and what do we need to do about that? And so we really embarked on a journey to become zero waste to landfill, working with our vendors, our suppliers, to reduce, to reuse, to recycle. So many years ago, we became zero waste to landfill, which is a wonderful, wonderful sort of check off the list on sustainability. We then recently became a 100% green energy certified organization. So all of our energy is green energy. We planted a garden outside that all the fruits and vegetables are harvested and given to the food banks in the local area. So it's just always challenging yourself. What more can you do? What else can we do? Listening to different ideas. We've had employees come and say, okay, now we want to plant, you know, a wildflower garden for the bees. Okay, let's do a wildflower garden for the bees. And now we're going to be having our board of directors meeting is coming up shortly. And we said we're not going to have anything in that meeting, no bottles, nothing that is not reusable. So, you know, it's just challenging ourselves on every level and hearing from the employees and letting them be part of the conversation. So we're very happy with what we've accomplished. We're very proud of it, but it's not just me. It was really me creating the pathway for the 450 employees to say, hey, we want to be part of this and we want to make a difference.
Among all the things you've mentioned, you've also become a B Corporation. And what I wonder, Cindy, is here you are, third generation of this great company Bigelow Tea. You've put your heart in everything. What do you want your legacy to be?
Not only that I try to leave the world a better place, but I try to motivate everyone around me to leave the world a better place. I always say those that are going to really, in my opinion, rise to, you know, really a positive force are people that lift those around them, right? So everyone has different skill sets. There's no question about it. But how do you use those skill sets, whatever particular ones they are, to help raise the community in a way that's positive, as a positive influence, as a positive ambassador? So just someone who cared, who never compromised, and who possibly just made the world a better place while I was on it for whatever time God chooses to have me on it.
I love it. We have about 2 minutes left, and I want to talk about innovation. I know my daughter Molly, who you know, her favorite is the cold infusions, and that was such a breakthrough. Oh, and you're drinking that right now. That was a complete breakthrough with what teas are about. How do you come up with innovations like that?
Well, first of all, I love your daughter. I think she's had exquisite taste. But you're talking about the Bigelow Botanical line, which is the cold water infusion. You just take the tea bag, you put it in cold water, you let it gently infuse over the next 5 to 10 minutes, and you're drinking a beautiful product. It is not an iced tea. It is a botanical infused water. And ideas like that come from really what's important and what's trending. So for me personally, I know I'm supposed to drink more water. I don't really like to drink water. So what can we do? I give you a tea bag, right? We make a tea bag, 2 billion of these. What can we do to create a beautiful product that we can put in cold water and we can drink it? We don't need to do any of the boiling in the water, which I do plenty of when I'm drinking my hot tea. And so we as a team talk about it. What are the, first of all, do we have buy-in from the idea? Because I've got an amazing innovation team and we spend a lot of time on these kind of things. And they're like, yeah, but this is going to be very difficult to do. Be able to get the flavor that infuses, make sure it's 100% safe from a quality perspective. And so we designed this it took us about a year, and this line is doing exceedingly well. But it really comes from the idea germinated from we need to be able to drink more water. How can we use this mechanism to create a product like this? And it's been a huge success. I've been very, very fortunate. And I'm glad your daughter loves it too.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Cindy Bigelow, president and CEO of Bigelow Tea, third generation and the leader of family businesses in tea and of specialty teas in all of America, making a difference in the environment and the world.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The tax doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Masalem. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Robert.
And Mike is the chairman and CEO of Edwards Life Sciences. I'm on healthcare board, so I have to tell you, you probably know this is a great organization, 5 years running of most ethical companies in the world. He's won all types of leadership awards, yet still very humble, about 16,000 employees, four at $0.4 billion in revenue and a real leader in global innovation in anything to do with heart-related devices. Talk about what the organization is.
Today, we're a very global organization that is totally focused on structural heart disease and critical care technologies. And structural heart disease, maybe everybody doesn't know, but think of the structures of the heart. There are four valves, four chambers, etc. Everyone knows about coronary artery disease, but the structures of the heart get impacted by either at birth or by disease over time. And being able to address that was something that was just not possible in the past. And our company makes technology that allows physicians to do that and get people back to great lives again.
So let's talk about the word innovation. If there's one thing I think almost anyone in healthcare thinks about with Edwards Lifesciences is your leadership in innovation. How does that happen?
Well, innovation is so important, and it's one of the key pillars of our strategy. And when we say innovation at Edwards, we don't mean small innovations. We mean big, bold, change the practice of medicine kind of innovations. And so they may start with ideas, and often it's partnerships between physicians and technology people, and it's always been that way. That's where all the best ideas have come from and been nurtured. But it takes a lot of time. You might think of what starts out on a napkin as being the key, but it actually takes years of work and cooperation between all kinds of functions to make it happen. And also, one of the things we know is the practice of medicine does not change unless you lay down big evidence. So you might have a great idea, but you need to prove it with hard evidence that says, you know, the new way is better than the old way. So when we start on an innovation, we might be at it for a decade before it really sees success.
So you have the benefit of being CEO for two decades already. You said it takes 10 years for an innovation. What's an example of something that you are truly proud of?
Well, we're so fortunate. What we're probably most famous for right now is treating a disease called aortic stenosis. This is where the valve that's on top of your left ventricle collects calcium over the years, and it barely opens and closes. Replacing that in the past, and that's the only way to treat it, was open heart surgery. Our team came up with a way of introducing a small catheter into an artery in your upper thigh, being able to advance it over the diseased valve, inflate a balloon, and in under an hour, safely replace your heart valve and have the patient go home the next day. Truly remarkable, transformative. It's happened over 600,000 times around the world at this point, and it changes the lives of these patients, and is so gratifying for all of us that get to be part of that.
That's exciting. 600,000 families and lives you may have completely impacted. You must feel tremendous about that, and I know you give the credit to your team.
Absolutely, and it's what motivates us every day. We go out of our way to make sure we tell those stories, those individual patient stories. These aren't faceless people. These are people with lives and families that have really been transformed, and that's what motivates us. That's what gets us all going.
As we emerge from the pandemic, healthcare is clearly at the center, the epicenter of the economy, our very well-being. What are the problems, the mistakes that organizations face when they try to innovate, and what could they learn to be more successful in innovation?
I'll set aside innovation in healthcare and talk about innovation in general. Whenever you do something bold that's never been done before, you have to acknowledge the fact that you might be, and a matter of fact, probably are wrong. Whatever your initial notion is, even as well researched as it might be, is going to be fraught with issues and risks. And you need to have the courage and the willingness to face those risks, face them honestly, and make adjustments along the way. And it very much relates to the culture of the company. So if the company is just not very tolerant of failure, then they're not very likely to be a good innovator. You have to almost embrace failure as a part of life when you're an innovator, and know that if you've got the right team with the right mindset, that they can make adjustments and fight their way through obstacles.
It's so true. And let's talk about the other side of innovation, which is quality. Obviously, you're talking 600,000 lives. the stakes could not be higher than what you're doing. How do you ensure when you innovate that quality is at the center?
Truly innovating in any field, but particularly in healthcare, is one that says it doesn't really have impact on patients' lives unless it's generalizable to a large population, and that the physicians learn to use it, and that the products are truly high quality and deliver on their promise. And so part of the innovating process needs to make sure that every single time we make a high quality product. And so it causes us, and I know there's been some writing about this in the past, of having this loose and tight sort of role inside the company where we have some people that we want to free think and create every day, and we want others to make sure that we do it the exact same perfect way every day, and people to understand their role and what it means to patients in the long run. And so quality is everything to us, our patients, and the physicians that choose our products. And generally, people choose our products, even though they sell at a premium price, because they know that they can count on it to deliver every time.
So, Mike, you spoke about innovation. Talk in more depth about the type of environment you have to create and culture so innovation can really thrive.
So one of the things that I found is so important is to have this culture that doesn't punish failure. It's going to be inevitable that we're going to be wrong. And if you can create a climate where people don't hide failure, but rather are willing to raise their hand and say, you know, I was wrong, but give me a chance. I think I know how to fix this. Then you're on a path to true success. I've lived in climates in the past where failure was not welcomed. It was not really accepted, and that becomes one in which innovation just does not thrive.
And tied into your culture, the quality are really ethics. And Edwards Life Sciences, for the past 5 consecutive years, has been cited as a global leader in ethics. How does that happen? Where do people make the mistakes? I mean, everyone wants to do the right thing, but there are big mistakes that people make, and it crosses the line.
At its core is how you set your goals. We set goals, you know, maybe it's some goals to save money or to achieve a level of service, et cetera. And if the expense of that goal means compromising on quality or ethics, then that's sad. But if you have the long term in mind and you really have these ideas of these aspirations of what you want to achieve, then acting with the highest level of integrity and acting with quality always first become a natural way of doing business. And it goes along with, you know, prioritizing your long-term strategic goals even higher than any near-term goals.
When you talk long-term, what do you think the future of healthcare will be if we look back 5 years from now?
To be honest, I think we'll smile and say, well, that was really interesting what they were doing back in 2021. Kind of primitive, but we've moved along and we're so much better today than we were back then. And so even though the healthcare of today is so much better than what our parents or grandparents got, I think the ability of technology to have an incredible role in terms of shaping healthcare is going to change everything in the future.
So, Mike, you've been CEO for 2 decades, which is rare to have a CEO with that long a tenure. What are your views on stakeholder relationships and how you emphasize and build those?
We didn't talk about stakeholder relationships so much back in 2000, but we were fortunate to be born the right way. We have a credo that speaks to creating community in all that we do. And what that translates to at Edwards is we know that nothing that we do can be done alone. It takes quite a community to really be able to innovate and change the world. And for us to be someone who's a giver to our communities, as I say, boy, I'm glad that Edward's around because they contribute more to the community than they take from the community. And for us to embrace all the stakeholders that are involved and try and make them stronger and better is something that we strive to do. We're fortunate to be a successful company. We're not only philanthropic, but we're fortunate that our own employees very much engage in stakeholder groups at all levels around the world, and it makes us better.
We're about to take a commercial break now, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Mike about culture. This is something that Edwards Life Sciences is truly known for, having an exceptional culture.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Mike Masalem, who is the chairman and CEO of Edwards Life Sciences. Now, everything you do as being a top innovator in the world, most ethical companies, really ties back, as you've told me before, to your culture. Talk about that.
It's so important. There's so much that you can do, and we take great energy to make sure all of our actions tie to our strategy. But underpinning the strategy is the culture. And that's kind of your guiding light or your North Star, regardless of what's going on in the environment. And we all have to face it, that we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and the world's going to have changed in a way that we haven't imagined. And having this cultural foundation becomes so important in terms of navigating and being agile and being able to adapt to whatever the future holds. In our case, the center of our culture is our patients. In a way, it's our customer's customer. These are the folks that ultimately are the beneficiary of what we do. And we remind everybody in the company, regardless of whether they're in a job sewing heart valves for a living or have the biggest R&D job, the importance of focusing on the patients. And we're very proud. We do some surveying that when we survey our employees, over 90% say they think about what's important for patients each day when they're making decisions. And so that is the foundation of our culture, and it keeps us true to who we are and what we're trying to accomplish.
It's interesting when you talk so emphatically about culture. I remember this will take you back to your earlier days. George Halverson, speaking with back when he was CEO of Kaiser Permanente. And I remember him telling me emphatically, he said, "Robert, culture eats strategy for breakfast." I sense you have that same viewpoint.
I use that exact line with our team, and I believe that very passionately. Culture is the foundation, and without a solid culture, and without people truly believing when they go home at night and talk to their family about what they do for a living and the importance of what they do, if that doesn't resonate, if that's not meaningful, then all the other tactical things kind of fall by the wayside.
Do you have any unique practices to build culture that you could share? Because we've got 600,000 CEOs listening in, and they want to know this.
We're very fortunate. We do have some practices that we do. What we try and do is to bring to life real patients so that people can be reminded of some specific story. And we've become pretty good at making short videos that last 5 or 10 minutes that says, here's who I am as a person. Here's what my life was like. I really got into trouble with this health problem, but I got this procedure and now I'm good again. And thank you so much for what you do. Just to be even more specific, in something like heart valves, each product is serial numbered. And so what we're able to do is, and each patient that gets a new heart valve will get an actual card that says, here's the serial number of your heart valve. And if they choose, they can come to the company and we can introduce them and allow them to meet the team that made their heart valve. And when that takes place, those are often tearful reunions. The reinforcement of the importance of their work trumps anything that I might make in terms of a speech about quality or culture or integrity, because it's, hey, I'm alive because because of you, and it's pretty powerful. And I think for all of us, it's just capturing what we do and making it real for our own teams and constantly reminding them of that importance.
It viscerally hits you. Let's talk about a challenge you may have faced in business and how you overcame that through your leadership philosophy.
Well, you know, challenges in general, they come routinely. And, you know, like, and I've learned from other strong leaders that you don't avoid problems. You go to them and you take them on and take responsibility for the things that aren't going so well and to give credit to others and things that are going well. But broadly, a challenge that we faced early on is that here we were in the cardiovascular business, and it was owned by Baxter at the time in the 90s, and everybody's cardiovascular business was doing really well in the 90s, but we weren't. We were growing slowly, and when we examined it, we had lost the innovation. And so our business challenge at the time was, how do we get that innovation back? How do we reshape the company, if you will, to be successful in the future?
I want to go back to the personal side and talk about your leadership philosophy. Was there a conversation? Was there something you experienced? It could have been part of your growing up situation, which you and I have spoken about, that impacted your leadership philosophy today.
I think we all, to some extent, and I certainly feel personally that I was shaped by my early years. So I grew up in Gary, Indiana, which was an ethnic, working class town built on steel mills. I had a loving mother and father, but, they were just trying to make ends meet, and their goal in life was to give their kids a better life. My older brother had Down syndrome, and that had a big impact on my life because my mother actually quit her job to totally dedicate her life to that. And, as a matter of fact, organized other parents to get together and create a world for these guys to live in. And all that gave me a great appreciation of the value of hard work, the value of respecting those regardless of where they came from, maybe those that weren't given such privilege as some of us others have been given. I think about what my brother accomplished in learning to read and write and handle money. It's probably a greater accomplishment than anything that I've done in my life.
In the year 2000, Edwards Life Sciences did a spinoff from Baxter. There are probably some significant lessons you learned about mergers and acquisitions from going through that. Talk about it.
Yeah, there were a few interesting things. One was, what were we going to name the company? And back then, the dot-com era was really going off, and there were a lot of fabricated names for companies. And I was convinced we should not be anything to do with Edwards, because that was the past, and this was going to be the future. And so we would propose fabricated names, and we decided to actually test those with our customers and employees. And we always would have sort of an answer D, which would be something related to Edwards. And people consistently chose that name, and we got the message of the importance of legacy. And so we modernized it by putting life sciences on it. But it was a good one, talking about the kind of place that people wanted to work and wanted to buy from. I also want to say that I was a naive CEO, big eyes, ready to take on big challenges. And that was great. And actually, things probably went even better than we thought in the long run. But back in those days, I thought that you should have a customized message of what would you say to your investors, and then a different message of what do you say to your employees, and a different message for your customers, and a different message for the community. And very quickly realized that that was really not the way it was going to work.
Mike, a true pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.